Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Lushy Lush live in the building. It was all the way live. And today I got a sexy host live in the building. My girl Rhonda came all the way down here from
Rhonda Supreme.
Yes.
From Fresh Talk.
Definitely.
Free Asian Radio in New Jersey.
Definitely.
Glad to be here.
We're definitely excited to have you live on the show with us. She's gonna be our co host live in the building.
Yeah.
And, we're definitely going to be turning up tonight. We got some wonderful guests tonight. We have the beautiful Celine Bowman live in the building. She's going to be live talking to us about all the wonderful things. And we have Carlos. We see you on the phone. We're going to bring you on in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the wonderful girl group. I mean, they have fire. They got funk. They got creativity. And they're going to be live in the building with us, Untamed, baby.
Why?
You better get Untamed tonight, baby. Y'all know what it is. So they're going to be in the building with us. Along with that, we're also going to have Nerd Nation. Nerd Nation, they have a hot event going down tomorrow called Exposed. Log on to
www.exposed.us.
Without the D. Exposed.
Exposed.
Not us. And purchase your tickets for tomorrow. It's going down. I'm hosting it.
Yes, Les is going to host.
Yes.
You got to be there.
I have, like, butterflies in my
stomach. Oh, so kind. You're going to do great.
So on today, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that's going on. We're going to talk about this Mike Brown situation later on into the show after our interviews. We're also going to be talking about Kevin Durant actually getting fined, the Raptors getting fined because of an event that happened, OVO. And we're also going to also talk about Remy Ma doing her work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about Riri, and we're going to talk about food stamps being discontinued, and Sisterhood of Hip Hop, Robin Williams dies, and Tiger in China breaks up. So we'll be talking about a couple of those things later on.
It's a good show.
In the show. And before we get into it, Rhonda, just tell them a little bit about yourself and everything before we move on and do this hot interview.
I'm with a great radio station. I'm telling you, we have DJ Cam. He's been with Philadelphia Radio forever. And... oh, also, we have
this live radio.
Right. And then also, you know, I just got hooked up with Sean, the prolific achiever. He got me into the show, and I'm so grateful for him. I love it. You know, I'm happy to be there. First talk, we talk about our culture all the time. We have entertainment news. We have health issues. We discuss all kinds of political issues. Love our show. We have callers that call in that love the show.
Definitely.
And, you know, we're really happy with the station that we're with. They're great. The music is on point.
That's
on point. It really is.
Shout out to DJ Candace on the ones and twos
Yes.
over there. And we're going to go into, we're going to do a hot interview with Untamed, but we're going to go ahead and bring in this caller and see what's up. Caller, you're live in the building on Less Radio Online. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Who's this?
This is your daughter, Natalia.
Hi, Natalia. How you doing?
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Miss Rhonda.
How you doing? This is our mini intern for Less Radio. She works just on the younger market right here. Definitely. How you doing, Natalia?
I'm doing good. I'm watching you.
You're watching me live right now? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. We got a hot girl group, and I definitely want you to ask them a couple of questions. So you got to turn your volume down, but we're going to have you live to ask them a couple of questions, okay?
Okay.
Hello? You can ask them a
cool.
Okay?
That's cool.
So stay on the line with us,
yes.
Okay, boo? All right. All right. So we're going to... In a few minutes, we're going to talk to Untamed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and go to some music, and when we come back, we're going to have the wonderful Untamed live in the building. These girls are hot, baby. I'm telling you, all your schools, everybody out there, they're turning up for the summertime. They're turning up for school time.
Yes.
They're turning up worldwide. You better get ass. You don't know who they are. Untamed. And shout out to Miss Kim out there. I love her to death. She's doing her thing, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, got these girls in the right direction.
That's
doing what they're supposed
That's
to do
true.
Out here, man.
That's
so
true.
You already know what it is, man. And we're going to go ahead and play a song real quick, and we're going to come right back on Less Radio Online. And let's see what we got in the arsenal.
What you got?
I don't know.
We got a lot going on tonight.
I think we're going to go ahead and just play Dark Horse real quick.
Awesome.
Back. You know what I'm saying? Let's
I think
really
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were going to come for me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully. Do you dare to do it?
Hey, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. We back in the building. What's untamed, baby? These girls are hot. You better get ready. The streets are on fire. They got the place. They did a song with actually, what's his name?
Shy Glizzy.
I'm sorry. You know, all the kids. You know, I heard about Shy Glizzy through my students. All of y'all guys, like the young kids love Shy Glizzy and stuff. They told me about him before he started getting popping. You know, so that's definitely good that y'all did a song, because right now he's taking it to a whole nother, he's definitely representing the DMV, so that's a good look. So we got Untamed live in the building. I'm excited. I love these girls. They hype. They wonderful. They talented. They got the whole colors going on with the hair. What color you got in there now today? She got pink and blonde and stuff going on, and we got blue. Blue is my favorite color. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building, man. Okay, so before we get into it, ladies, do you got any shout-outs or anything like that?
I like to shout out my momager.
Your momager? Is that what they call it now? When your momager? The momager?
Yeah.
For real, that's what it is, man. Real talk. Shout out to Miss Ken. She's wonderful, you know what I mean, and the whole squad and everybody. Also, shout out to my man, Vaughn, who actually introduced me to these young, beautiful young ladies, and they're very talented. Now, tell us your names, babies.
I'm Dimples.
I'm Sparkles.
And I'm Brizzy.
Wow. Give me a dimple. Can I borrow one for a day? Definitely, man. I love them. I mean, first off, what basically made you guys decide to go into the music industry?
Well, me and Dimples were actually in a dance group.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Raw Element. Woo woo. We were in a dance group.
Okay.
And then one day, I think I sung
on my birthday.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
And
you said it was so cute.
So then we got introduced to Miss Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got introduced to Miss Sparkle. And
okay.
Then it was kind of like.
So basically, you guys decided to make cohesion. You know, you just made it into a whole family and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
There came and formed Untamed.
Untamed.
So tell us, how did you get the name Untamed?
Well, actually, my mom, we were driving to New York one day.
Okay.
And we were just thinking of names, and she just said Untamed, and we just
can't tame
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. Like young teenagers.
Uh-huh.
Good name.
Y'all guys going, so all of you guys going into the ninth grade next year?
Just me and Brady. She's going to eighth.
You going to eighth? Oh, you like, I want to go with them too, man. Don't love me, Buck. Definitely. What the kids be saying? Thought it was. Is that what I said? Thought it was, man. But, I mean, real talk, though. I mean, you guys, especially, I know it's big for you guys being in school, right? Because I know y'all got a lot of fans because you guys are, like, in school. They're watching your movement and everything like that. Now, what do you feel, you know, you guys being young, what do you feel was the hardest struggle that you guys faced, you know, getting into the music industry?
I think that, like, balancing school and practice and homework and all of that stuff, like our social life and all that stuff, it was kind of hard, but we kind of got it.
You got it together now. It's
yeah.
More balanced and stuff. What was the struggle? More homework? How am I going to do this and practice the same time?
It was like you had to learn new dance moves and dance to do songs, and then you had to, like, go home, practice it, but then actually, like, study at the same time. So it's
exactly.
Like, and then practice was right after school, so
wow.
For me, but now I get out at 2 o'clock.
Whoop, whoop. That's what it is. So now I know you guys are bringing in good grades because I teach, too.
Yeah.
Don't even look at me like that, Dimples. Well, you trying, right? You trying.
I'm getting good grades.
You better be. I'll come up to your school. Now, tell us about the whole movement. Untamed is a big movement. You know, I see a lot of the young kids definitely following your whole entire movement. Now, tell us about this new song. You got a hot song, very colorful, very, like, out of this world, different. Talk to me.
It's like.
What was this? Were we playing this?
It's like just outgoing, and it's like a happy song.
Mm-hmm.
It has like, it's like, oh, it's like a confident song,
mm-hmm.
like you being confident and nobody can bring you down.
Definitely. It's 2-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
2-2. And I don't have the song in the arsenal, but we're going to have the song and everything. We're going to play. I'm going to play it all through the week,
huh?
Next all through the week, just because I didn't have it. But, you know, this is Lush Radio Online. This is live radio. So, you know, I'm going to put you
live
on the spot. You know, fame for me. You already know what it is, man. And we got some callers live in the line. I'm going to let the callers ask y'all a couple of questions before I get deep into it. So we got a caller live on the line from 301-318 live in the building.
Caller, what's your phone?
Yo, yo. Hey, Untamed, you already know, man. It's Young Motive from D.C. to the A-Town. Just wanted to call in and tell y'all what's up, man. Yo, I'm down here in Atlanta listening to y'all. Y'all growing up, y'all killing it, man. I just wanted to call in and shout y'all out. You already know, man. Hey, look, in New York, go ahead and cop that black tape. Cop that 2-2 from Untamed. Young Motive, Untamed. Key Mace, I know she's probably in the building. It's a movement. We out here. DMV.
That's what it is. We appreciate you, man. That's what it is. You're live in the building. And we got another caller live in the building, calling from the 703. You're live with Untamed. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. What's your problem? Okay, what's your problem?
Hello?
Hello?
Is it me? Hi.
Hello?
Untamed. Hey, Untamed. How y'all doing? I'm following y'all. I'm calling y'all. I'm doing everything because I'm so proud of y'all.
Wow.
Y'all have, from day one when I first saw y'all do y'all thing, I was so surprised. But I was like, these girls right here, they got it. And anybody who's out there who see these girls and don't see what I see, y'all better look again because these little girls, they got it together. And I just hope and pray that one day you guys will make it because all y'all do is y'all work so hard, and that's what you're supposed to do. And when I see y'all, I'm like, they got it together. They can sing, they can dance, they smart. They
got it together.
So y'all,
I
can't see you.
Y'all need
our
thing.
That's what it is, man. We love our units, man, calling in, showing that love, man. Y'all definitely got a lot of support. Definitely the family got your back. Now, with 2-2, it's definitely a lively song and everybody. And right now, is the video out yet? Did y'all put
it's
the video
out? It's coming out soon.
Coming out soon? Okay. So when should we look for that to come out?
Maybe like soon, like in the
September. Oh, during the school year,
like,
y'all going to release it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing I was going to ask you guys when it comes to doing the music, how was it working with Shy Glizzy?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Did you freak out? Because I know all of y'all guys, yeah, you young girls love Shy Glizzy, so I know y'all was like, oh, my God, it's Shy Glizzy.
He was normal, though.
He wasn't kidding or anything.
Oh, okay.
He was just
a regular
cool. But he drives too fast.
Yeah.
I'm driving
it
off my eye. He drives too fast.
It was surprising.
Oh.
He's a nice person.
Cool.
He's a nice personality.
How did it come about you guys working with him to do the song?
Actually, it was Vaughn.
Vaughn helped
us out.
Whoa, shout out.
He did that.
Go ahead, Vaughn. Vaughn is a hard worker. I really shout out Vaughn because he's a definitely good dude. That's my little brother. Love him to death, you know. So definitely look out for him. He's doing major things.
Yes.
Now, this whole movement with the whole Untamed, now, are there other people you're working with also, like producers and everything like that?
Yes,
we work with Jericho,
Cassandra Lucas, on Change of Faces.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice. Go ahead. I'm like, that's good right
also
there.
Also, Uncle Chris Hayes.
So how was it going over there to L.A. and traveling and stuff like that?
Well, it was like them two. It was like their first time being on the plane. So it was like
they freak out. Her ears popping, crying.
It was
in my
hilarious.
It's like our first time since we were little, like
getting on the airplane.
But I liked it, and it's like very hot, so I'm like this skin color when I go there. And it was fun going in the studio with Yurko,
kind
of producer.
He's a nice person.
Definitely. So when you guys are performing or you get into the mood and stuff, what's your motivation? How you get in your mood when you perform?
Boys. She's boy crazy. But, like, I mean, it's like
No boys, and any boys that even try to look at them, I will beat you, okay? I will beat you. I'm like they fake aunt right now, so don't even look at me. So go ahead.
But, like, we have to put, like ourselves in the mindset of, like, we have to, we know we want, if this is what we want, we have to do this. So, like, we just go in there with a great
positive attitude.
Yeah, positive attitude.
And the music, it gets to me.
Definitely. I know this is the lively one of the crew right here. This is Miss Turner right here. This is Miss Turner. I already got her. Already Miss Turner right here. And then, so the other thing I want to ask you, what do each one of you guys bring to the table when it comes to Unchained? What separates each one of you guys?
Well,
what does Dimples bring? Go Dimples.
When I perform, I like to add stuff into the choreography. Like if we learn a 1-2 step, I will add 1-2 step, hair flip, pop your booty. I add all that.
Wow.
Like, I'm the crazy one. I like to add stuff to my choreography to make it look
better.
Time? I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Scorpio's in the building.
No, Pisces. Pisces.
In the building.
Pisces.
That's why she got the blue. That's what I'm talking about, Pisces.
No. I mean,
we the majority in here. We the majority in here.
She's the main one, yeah.
I mean,
so what do you bring to the table, baby girl?
Everything.
Oh.
Kill him.
Oh, she did that. Yeet. Oh, go ahead. I had to give it to you. You thought I didn't know what that did you? Go ahead. You couldn't say nothing out of that. Go ahead.
No. But, like, yeah. I mean, everything. That's a specific trait.
I feel like, to me, when I analyze it, she's more like the spokesperson of the group. Like, when it comes to, like, speaking and stuff, she's more the spokesperson of the group. Definitely. And stuff. And then I think you just equalize and bring the balance in the group, what it looks like.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, she's the. See?
What do you mean?
See? That's that Pisces connection. Did you just see it? Did you feel it? Yeah, so, but yeah, basically, like I said, you guys are definitely, you know, wonderful, and I love everything that you guys are doing. And if people want to check you out in social media, where would it be? Where would they go to?
Untamed 3. UNTAYMED.
Definitely.
Why? And that's on our Twitter, Instagram,
Twitter.
And you can look up our music on www.reverbnation.com/untamed3.
Definitely, definitely. And you know what? This is Freestyle Friday, Father Fridays. Go ahead and give me some. Make my ear dance. Come on, baby girls. Give me some. These girls. All right, let me hear some. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Dimple. Stop playing. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. It's kind of magical, unfamiliar territory for me, baby. I'm falling asleep on the phone. It made me feel like I'm in high school. You got to take in the zone, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I feel it on you. Oh, oh, baby, it's so, so special.
No, not me.
No, 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 no.
Happening to me.
No.
Be catching fish.
Can't be happening to me. Yeah.
No, not me.
Not me. No.
Be happening to me.
No, no.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it walk off. They can sing. I want to have a long round of applause for people in the back. I know y'all heard that. I know y'all heard that. Did y'all hear them? In the building. You already know what it is. I just want to say that I'm very proud of you guys. You guys are very talented, beautiful
thank
young
you,
ladies.
You.
And I see nothing but good things in your future. And you know what? I'm like y'all big sister in the game. So don't forget that this ain't the last time y'all come through. And let me know when y'all having things going on in the schools. We're going to work on trying to get you in the schools I teach at, too.
Yeah,
okay? Definitely. Miss Kim, I love you, man. Vaughn, you already know what it is. Untamed. In the building. You already know what it is. Oh, real quick, I'm going to go ahead and let my daughter tell you. Go ahead and ask y'all a couple questions.
Hey,
quick
daughter.
Question.
Hey,
say
girl.
Taya. Taya, say something to them real quick because we're going to wrap this up real quick. Taya.
Hey.
Hey.
I think you are cool girls, and I think you're going to achieve your dreams, and I think you're going to be the next star.
Thank you.
That's my kid right there. That's how you know what it is. What's up, Marlon? You already know what it is, man. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick song, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to have the wonderful, the beautiful Mr. Leon Bowman in the building, man. And you know what? I'm cool like that. I'm black like that. Woo!
But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Sweet be the chocolate, that's in my rap. She innovates after we the cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Then they be crazy down with the five mix. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Think I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be shaking till dawn, peace and eye. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the teeth from the Crooklyn 9-pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of babes. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 Just get out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
My heart back. know something has to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a break.
It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. We all the way live and brand new. I feel brand new right there. I just heard them girls sing. They sound like angels.
Oh, they
baby.
Were awesome.
You already know what
they were awesome.
Definitely love Untamed. Definitely check them out and support them. I just love young talent that's out there doing their thing. Right now, I have my superwoman in the building.
Oh, yes.
She just she be like, what are you talking about?
Oh, she does it all. She does it all. She does it all.
I don't hear you in here.
Does it all.
Oh, do I need this on? Because I don't hear you.
Yes, you have to put them on, honey.
I don't hear you in this.
You don't?
No. Should I be hearing you?
Yes.
I don't hear you in here. I hear myself.
You hear yourself?
Now
you
I hear myself. Now
you hear
I
yourself?
Hear.
Testing, testing.
1, 2.
My mic sound nice.
My sound
like one.
Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted.
No. You sure were.
I was standing there taking a picture.
No, I saw you.
Nah,
I was
with
DJ.
I saw
DJ Pullman in the building, baby.
I was with DJ Young Music. I was pretending.
That's
I saw
genuine.
You, DJ.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Hot.
Well, he's cute. He was a cutie.
Wow.
He looked older than that.
I
know he's a cutie.
Okay.
Hmm. I saw you.
Wait a minute. I could be his mama. Stop.
Whatever.
Wait a minute.
That's true.
He said he was cute. We don't need any
that's
trouble.
All. Yes.
How y'all ladies doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm doing great.
Definitely.
Happy.
We're happy to
so
have you
happy
here.
To be here.
Oh, wow.
Next to the superwoman of the online radio.
That's Radio Online.
Radio, she is the superwoman of online radio. I'm going to use my Lush online radio voice.
Oh, that was just like so funny.
Now
well,
we are.
She's a superwoman of media. Like, she does
yes.
so many
thank
things.
You.
She wears so many different hats. I mean, from TV to doing events to hosting. I mean, she's just, and she's able to balance all of this out. And she doesn't even break a
wet. She's like flawless. I'm mad at that.
She just has
kind of jealous about that.
Flow.
I'm gonna look at the camera and say,
no, she has that flow.
Yeah, she definitely.
No, she really does.
Thank
seriously.
You. She got that soul glow. Remember
that? Yeah, soul glow. Mm-hmm.
Y'all
so,
about
coming
that.
To America. Coming to
yeah.
America.
She's
I
so
got
queen.
Yeah, that's you.
Yo, I'll be out here hopping
is.
On one leg. We're in the building. Let's Radio Online. We're
yeah.
live with Mr. Lane Bowman. Before we get into the interview, you got
yeah.
any shout-outs, Mr. Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Shout-out to you, Lush.
Oh,
all
right.
I've got to shout you out for inviting me on the show. Shout-out to my girl, Wanda. 35 years.
Yeah, right here. There's some good energy in this room. No, there really is.
These two ladies have been friends since... like yay high, like
12 years old.
Yeah,
sixth grade.
Yeah, and I mean, several. This is what a true best friend is supposed. Best friends should look like,
oh.
and still look good. Give each other a hug. You know.
Oh,
it's a tear jerker right here. She just discombobulated.
Look, we got her. We got her.
She is. She stays.
And y'all know this is ghetto fabulous. If I can't even plug my.
That's what the girls. This is our girl Sandra.
Sandra, shout out to her. And shout out to Nerd Nation. Don't forget to log on to www.exposed.us. Without the D,
exposed.us.
You know, I love my girl Lucy. She's holding it down. The whole squad, Jay, Ant, everybody, Jared, the whole squad, Untamed.
I love them. I got to get them. I love them. I got to get them. I love 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 them
reach their goals, pushing them to their potential, you know, and she pushes herself every day to achieve her goal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just, every time I watch her and things that she does, she's remarkable to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
And unselfish.
Yes, unselfish. And I admire her. And she's definitely a role model. She takes out her time to go to speak people, to mentor people.
Mm-hmm.
She does so much things that are not even spoken of.
Empowering women
that you can take, you know, whatever adversity that you're dealing with and you can achieve your goal. I mean, going back to, she's going to college and she was pregnant.
Yes.
She was. And working full time. And she said, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm still going to achieve my goal, and nobody's going to stop my dream. And she did it.
Testimony, yes.
You know,
a true testimony.
Definitely.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when I tell people my story,
mm-hmm.
it's not because my story is any different than somebody else's,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like sometimes you got to share what you've gone through
mm-hmm.
so somebody else can hear
it.
It'll
make
say,
a difference.
The people look at me like, oh, she probably had a great life, this and that. But then when I tell them where I came from, coming from New York City,
mm-hmm.
moving to New Jersey, then leaving my mother, not leaving her like that, but
mm-hmm.
knowing at 12 years old I wanted to go to Morgan State.
Wow.
And my mom moved to California. And then I left Rhonda.
Yeah.
She was mad.
Oh, wow.
She was mad with me. Like, how can you move with me? We've been best friends. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I got to go to Morgan State.
But it didn't change.
It didn't change. We have... Rhonda is, I actually sometimes want to cry because when I explain our friendship, it's like a sisterhood.
Exactly.
It is. We have known each other for 12 years, since 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
but every day, she's like my husband. We talk on the phone at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Yeah.
And if I'm not calling her, she's calling me. And it's like I'm her freak and she's my frat. And I can have
the yin and the yang.
So when she moved.
Right, I'm here now.
But when you moved, you're right,
mm-hmm.
you knew what you had to do. You knew what you wanted to do with your life, and she did it. Even at that age.
At that age.
You know what I'm saying?
And
she knew.
And see,
exactly.
The thing about it, sometimes you got to step out on
mm-hmm.
faith.
Yes.
In order for you to achieve your goal.
Yes.
And sometimes you got to sacrifice everything.
Yes.
In order, and not everybody's going to see that big picture.
No.
And not people going to understand your struggle unless they are
you
in
got
your
it.
Shoes.
And they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I paid for 4 years of college on my own.
Wow.
I went to, not everybody can say that.
Oh, no.
I went to an HBCU, and people think, party. I did not go to one football, basketball, party, nothing the whole 4 years.
Wow.
I went to class. I went to work because I was doing four out the door.
Yes.
But my senior year, I got pregnant with my son, but I didn't find out until I was 4.5 months. Wow. So at that point, it's like,
right.
God, if I got to go through this,
you're going to do
get
it.
Get me through it. So I did. And I kept, from that point on, I said, if I could go to school full time and have a baby, back to school, back to work in 2 weeks, there's nothing I can't do but put my mind
you
to it.
You got that.
So I
right.
knew when I graduated a year, I gave myself a year to find a job. And Fox 5 came after me.
Wow.
And I've been there ever since, not in the same capacity,
mm-hmm, yes.
but they have given me my start.
Mm-hmm.
But I give myself, the motivation every day to go and go and go because I figured out what my born purpose is.
Right.
And when you figure out, you're born
uh-huh.
with purpose, but to live on purpose and find your born purpose is something that a lot of people don't do.
Exactly.
And my born purpose, I believe, is just helping and giving and just pushing everybody else because I feel like if I push you forward, that wind is pushing me to keep pushing you.
Oh,
so we're going
yes.
together.
And, you know, on that note, I have a quote that says, your success is my success, basically.
There you go.
So yeah. Nobody should be jealous and nobody should hold anybody else back.
No, it doesn't.
Because you're only hurting yourself when you do that.
Exactly. No coincidence.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
No coincidence.
And we
also,
need more of that.
See, we definitely need a whole bunch of Micheline Bowman superwomen out here that wear these capes. Y'all know what it is. So another thing, Micheline does a whole bunch of things. So
oh
she got a couple
God.
Of events
oh,
coming
yeah.
up. Okay. Number one, the big thing. Where's the sign at?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Make sure it don't hit me in the head.
Meet me Monday.
Meet me Monday.
All right.
Every old theme music.
Meet me Monday. Yeah, we do. You do need a theme song.
No.
But the next one is Monday.
It is.
August 18th.
August 18th.
Okay. And we have quite a few special guests.
Yes, we got some great special guests.
What are some of the special guests you have there?
DJ Nonchalant from
Oh, my
good morning.
Yes.
What are you going to be outside on the corner?
We're going back.
To be my
We're
guest
going.
DJ.
Yes,
and,
that's great.
There's a great boxing event that's coming up next month, so I have four of the five boxers from D.C. that have
wow.
dealt their titles.
Wow.
I have Sean Bay Mitchell, I have Keith
okay.
Holmes, I have Mark Tushop Johnson, and then we have William Joffe coming out.
Wow.
So they'll be
wow.
coming, I know. Then we have Joe Claire
wow.
From WHUR,
wow.
Frank T. Show. He's coming out to do some comedy. We also have Shep Kelly, a hilarious female comedian.
Wow.
When I say that you better go to the bathroom before her or Joe. You better go to the bathroom because they're going to have you been over just laughing.
She performed
face.
With
Queen
Funny
Aisha.
And Stilettos, right?
She
That's
is
funny.
Hilarious.
Definitely.
And then you never know who comes out. That's the greatest thing about it because people say, I'm coming. And again, it's open, it's free, it's comedy, it's live entertainment. Ross Lick.
Reggae.
Wow.
We have him reggae.
Yes.
That's
what's up. So we're coming from all over.
Yes.
Definitely. And see, the thing, we experienced Meet Me Mondays. I mean, we've met so many different people, and you never know what celebrity's walking in. Somebody just
nope.
might be in town and say, hey, let me check out Meet Me Monday.
Tiana Small
did that.
Small,
shout
it
out
happens
to her.
All the time.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
all the time.
So, yes. Oh, and also, another thing after that, so we got Meet Me Mondays. We covered that.
Okay.
That's each and every
first
month,
and third.
First and third
mm-hmm.
month. And also, we have Black Wall Street.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about that. Black Wall Street.
September.
September the 15th. Mm-hmm. That brings together an opportunity for me to give honor and awards to people in the area doing great things.
Exactly.
Last month, we had Zane.
Yes.
Raheem Devon came out. He flew
great.
In from Florida for
yes,
that one.
Yes.
Kim Lee, makeup artist.
Yes.
But this time on the 15th, we have confirmed we have Tamara Lee or Tam, Hush Boutique. She's coming. We have Henry Soul Cafe, some the owners of Henry. So that's Jermaine and Bernie.
Okay.
Bernard Brooks, I better say the government names. Bernard
oh.
Brooks and Jermaine Smith, Henry Soul Cafe.
There you go. Brock Newman's going to be there.
Brock Newman's going to be there.
I can't wait to see him.
I know.
Wow.
Then we have, it's a list of people. Kelly Williams, Tanya Blunt.
Wow.
Oh. It's going to be great.
This is going to be nice.
And I got some more surprises. I'm adding them day by day, so I don't want to tell everybody who's not on the list yet, but they're
and
being added.
Yes.
Oh, and also, honoring my big brother, also Easy C.
Easy
C.
Thank you.
93.9 WKYS.
And
yes,
you know, that's right. I saw him on there.
Yeah.
Now, this event is going to precede
right.
Meet Me Monday. So that's going to be different.
Yeah,
like,
so definitely, guys, check out that the honorees and also Meet Me Mondays are the same. So you're getting two and one. We're getting two birds with one stone.
For free.
Really,
for free.
And then the next thing is hair show.
Oh, yes. I have the ubiquitous hair and
she got that.
I can't
even say
ubiquitous.
Yeah, ubiquitous. you pick and
say. I love it.
You stick with it.
To say you call with
it. I let her do it.
I let her do it.
Where Relax Meets Natural is the hair show.
Yes, nice.
Expo, I should say. They're going to have everything from everything about hair and about the body. Just a whole bunch of female
wellness.
Wellness.
Period.
Panel discussions on relationships. And at first, I thought I was just going to do a panel discussion. They go, no, Miss Lady, we want you to co-host the entire expo for the weekend.
The entire
expo. Like, wow.
Expo.
Me and Glenn Jackson. You heard of Glenn Jackson?
Yeah, that's my boy.
Oh, yeah. So that's who he was texting me that his assistant, he's on a plane, but they want to hook up so we can figure out how we're going to make it.
See?
I used to model for him.
I figured. Let me tell you something. Glenn took me to this spot. I don't know if you know on Bladensburg Road. It looked like a little box, right? It's a little soulful vibe, right? He said, yo, you know when something, you know, is real whole food when you start seeing flies around it. Yo. He said he took me there. We went there for breakfast.
Uh-oh.
We went there for breakfast, and he put me on to that, and he makes the best carrot cake.
Who is the
Glenn
makes the best carrot cake?
Best carrot cake.
Oh, well, this is...
See, no, it's a small word between you two.
I know. It's the whole nonchalant
that
thing.
Nonchalant.
Yeah.
Hooked
like,
it up.
Yeah. I'm blessed. I'm happy. I am truly happy that you had me on here because this is my first time doing radio. Do you believe it?
No, I don't.
But
the cherry.
Look. It's my first time.
Be honored. Be honored, Lush.
Cherry.
Be honored.
This is my first time.
Be honored.
That's why I told you. I'm thinking, you want me?
Yes.
Because I'm always thinking about
want
other
you,
people.
Mr.
Seriously, though, people think I've been in television 26 years,
so,
but I'm not on TV. I'm always a person
putting it together.
Yeah. So when someone asks me to be on the other side, I'm like, wow, okay.
Because I love you, Mr. Lane.
That is special.
You are special.
Oh.
Special. Everyone is special.
I need the Barney on you. I got my Lush Radio on.
Yes. Ooh, I love it.
I love it.
Oh, wow. Yo,
I got
consciousness.
I love it.
Yo, I just want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show, Miss Celine, because
Absolutely.
You're a wonderful person and you give back so much and you never ask for anything. And I'm just happy and honored to have you. And
it's hard to ask.
Well, you know what? You know, just tell us a little bit about your business. I mean, Dragonfly Communications.
Dragonfly.
You know?
She does PR also.
Yes,
that's the thing, because my day job is my day job. You know, I work in television, and that's always going to be my day job. But again, my born purpose is to help to do publicity for people, to help get them in media, be it radio or television or print, whatever it is. And that's what I've been doing on the side. So sometimes, in some type of way, I feel like your side hustle or your hobbies can sometimes become your full-time career. So I am trying to do that balance because when I get off of work, then I have people, Micheline. And I didn't realize that for me being in the business so long, I don't have to go through all these different people. I pick up the phone and say, hey, you want to be on Fox or you want to come do this or can I do that? And so I said, well, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do.
It's perfect.
It's just help other people because I know those people.
Mm-hmm.
Or I end up meeting people or just being around an atmosphere to be where they are. And it's not like I'm trying to know everybody because people go, oh, you know everybody.
You do.
But I
know.
Never.
But she's not boastful about it.
I never thought you're using that in
the capacity to help others.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Sometimes
I feel bad because when I stop to think about all the people that I do know, I'm like, wow, I do. Because like the Black Wall Street, they were like, no one has ever brought that much star power in one room.
So
I didn't look at it as if Zayn is mega.
Yes.
Raheem for our area.
And speaking of Zayn, don't forget October the 10th.
Yes.
Addicted comes
Addicted.
Out. You better check out the clip.
Please
trailer.
Support.
It is hot. It's
support.
Sexy.
And I'm having check a meet me Monday at the movies, and I want you there.
Oh, did you see that? She said,
I want you there. Zayn asked me to have a meet me Monday at the movies.
For her movie, yes.
Hey.
And we're planning around, what, October 13th?
Columbus Day, right.
Yeah.
So we have to get on that. I need to call her.
It'll be here before you know it.
Definitely.
It will.
We definitely got to support that. So, and like I said, definitely got to support every aspect that Micheline brings to the table.
Yes.
I mean, from
and her own business.
Yeah, and her own business, Dragonfly. You know, if you're looking for PR and things like that, definitely support her. She's the person you need to know, point blank.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I'm honest 100%.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize that I'm trying to be a business or do the right thing, I'm just like, here, call me. Here's my number. Call me. Because people are like, hold up,
But she can't be that accessible
be
right
like,
now.
Right, but again, I'm like, what's in my number? Here it is, you know. Because now that I'm trying to brand me and do me the right way,
yes.
Now I have to think about, oh, I need a website.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I need
exactly.
a business card. Oh, it's all these things that I never thought I would need because I'm just going through the flow, doing it. And people are like, time out.
You need an action plan.
Yeah. Now it's time for me because I'm going to always help people. That's just, there's no getting around that. But I have to figure out how to help me in the process so I can be more.
You can be the better person.
Yeah,
right.
That's why I look at you, I'm like,
that's got it
going
on.
That's got it going on.
She does.
Is social media. That's why I'm always like,
she's got it
so
going on.
Because I want everybody to know who she is. And I don't know how you do it.
I look.
Because I was like, she just posted. I'm like, what?
From three sites at one time.
And I'm sitting here like scratching my head. I hadn't walked up the stage, and I got an Instagram pic. I'm like, where was I?
Let me tell you something. I can't take all the credit. I got to shout out. I got to definitely shout out my daughter who does her thing. I got to shout out Sandra has been working hard since day one.
Yes.
From cameras,
number one woman.
I gotta shout out, you know, Granville Jones for allowing us this facility to do what we do. I gotta shout out Nerd Nation with Brandon and stuff. You know what I mean? With my buttons and everything like that, and just, you know, everybody that comes in, because I don't grind for myself.
Okay.
I grind for the people that I can touch in their lives. That's all it is about. And you know what? At the end of the day, God forbid, if I go, I'm glad that I was able to touch different people and leave footprints in their life.
That's what I say to people.
I'm thankful for you.
Yeah, well, I was telling you that. I told you too, Rhonda. Somebody asked me, were you trying to be famous or something? I'm like, are you kidding me?
They
don't
know
me.
They don't know
me.
They
have never even asked me such a question.
You.
But to me, I said, you know what? I'm famous in my own mind, in my own right. And it's not about the outside material thing. Sometimes the inside, the core of who you are, that's what makes you the person that you are.
Exactly.
All this outside, we can get fatter, we can get skinnier. That stuff changes.
That's,
but a good person, a good heart, that should never change. I'm not going to sacrifice my happiness to make somebody else happy for anybody.
Exactly. I'm very, very proud of you and everything that you're doing. And I still, like, I look up to you with everything that you're doing.
Because I'm taller than you.
You got to look up
when
to
I, when I put up them heels, girl, we ain't saying height, though.
I'm very excited.
I'm about to hit a little bit.
I got some heels on.
She got heels on.
Oh, yeah.
I just, as I got older, I shrunk. I used to be 5'9", but I'm
5'8". Oh. Don't see me. Don't challenge me.
You know, I am the shortest in my family.
She is.
Yeah.
She is the shortest in her family, if you can believe that.
Oh, and you know, she got a little African in her, you know, shout out.
Oh,
she got a little
Evo
in her. My Nigerian
I got Evo in her. Nice in the building, man.
Wait a minute, Sandra, you Nigerian?
Yeah. So you're my cousin.
Yeah.
You know what?
And it'd be funny that she is.
I know.
That's the crazy part.
You never know.
Real talk. I told you, what happened, I was at the Shell gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Shell gave us some money because I'm starting you out there. And I was pumping gas, and this guy ran up to me. And I turned around like, what? He goes, oh, my God, I thought you was. And I'm like, no.
Yes.
No.
See?
You look like you were Evo. I said, well, I have Evo in me, but I'm not.
All you had to do was. That's what it is.
You know what?
That's what it is. I know I'm ignorant.
In the words of Rhonda, I can't.
But you know what? I love Michelle Bowman to death.
Yes.
And when people want to get in contact with you and check out everything that's going on with Michelle Bowman,
how do we do that?
Exactly.
Right now, I am at Michelle Bowman on Facebook and on Instagram. It's MICHELINEBOWMAN.
Okay.
And then, so that's Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, it's Micheline Bowman again. But then Meet Me Monday, Twitter is M3Monday.
Okay.
So
okay.
Follow me there. Follow me on Instagram, it's Micheline Bowman.
And we can find her.
And then they can find me through you.
Hey.
I know you're going to be.
Yes.
Instagram and Facebook and posting. You're going to make up a new one.
Instagram
and.
But come out and support Meet Me Monday.
Yes, Meet Me Monday.
There's
five more this year. It's a free, fun networking. It's networking like you've never experienced with comedy, live entertainment, shopping, games, dancing, prizes, giveaways. Free.
Not the normal.
Adult free.
Network.
No tennis shoes and
Yes,
you know,
please, no.
Athletic wear, please. Come after work. Have a
just
great
for
time.
Success.
Yes,
business,
bring your business
yes.
cards.
Yes.
And have a great time. Meet some great people at that.
And just because you dress
it
don't mean you can't turn up. Because we
turn up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get it twisted. We turn up.
We do a Monday toast. We get to dinner. I have my little water on the rocks.
Let's toast it up. Let's toast it up.
You already know what it is. But Lush Radio Online, real quick, you know, we just say we love you. We see nothing but good things for you, Miss Elaine. And this is the last time we'll have you back on. And we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song real quick, and we'll come right back. And we're going to go ahead and go into Nerd Nation, but we're going to go have talk about a couple issues that's going on in the, you know, news.
In the community.
In the community and stuff. And then we're going to go into Nerd Nation, and we're going to get in the spill of what's going on with Exposed. So we're going to go ahead and play Don't Tell 'Em.
Don't tell
him. If I can find this thing in here, you know what I'm saying? I got too much going
I'll
on.
Sing it.
But that's
don't
what you
tell
want.
Him. Don't tell
but
him.
That's
what
you
so,
want.
Don't, see, I don't know what don't tell him is. I'm like, don't tell him.
She got it. She got it.
You know, we still talk. Oh, here we go. I got it. Here we go.
Oh,
I like that song.
Yeah.
That's called Don't Tell Him. You know.
Rhythm is a dancer. I need a companion. Girl, I guess it must be you. Body like the summer, love like no other. Don't you tell them what we do. Don't tell them, you ain't need. Don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need. You ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need. Don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need. You ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them. No, you say you're down with it. Won't tell them how you hit the ground with it. You got gifts, bring them down to South Pole. Marathon, girl, I'm putting them out. Don't you worry about it, I'm gonna work it out. Only if you got me feeling like this. Oh, why? Love it while grabbing the rhythm, your hips. That's right. Rhythm is a dancer. I need a companion. Girl, I guess that must be you. Body like the summer. Like no other. Don't you tell them what we do. Don't tell them, you ain't need. Don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need. You ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need. Don't tell them, don't tell them, you ain't need. You ain't even gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them. Girl, they fool with it. But you know I know what to do with it. I know what to do. I get that, girl, I'm talking loud.
I got a missed call from your she been plotting on me for a cool minute. She want a mic, get a 40. I like her in the shower when it's winter fresh.
DJ Supreme.
Bobby till the sun comes up, till the sun goes down. Turn off the sound. Bad girls all around. Post on road like a English pound. Like a dog me around. Like a dog to a bone. No long talk like no phone. Like a Bentley throw me up. Me car my own so bad.
Yeah, give it all to me. Give it all to me.
Tell him to be straight, arrow.
tell them the floor tight, narrow. Everything under the star, then borrow. Who's up? Link my dudes up. The cool black and blue, yup, it's bruised up. I'm like, who's up? Girls is used up. Okay. This is my sons, I tied my tubes up. Tell them again, mud up, toast is ooze up. I hit up Instagram, post them nudes up. Bun fire, rev it, pop a wheelie. Caribbean girls run it, ass reason.
Bad time, like a star we no top shine. Them a go tired to be with it. No theater go tired to be with it. Tell them to me a can't be with play. That's why them a go tired to be with it. Tired. And this year them a go sick a we. Sick a we, sick a we, sick a we, sick a we, sick a we. When time you talk about money you better pitch a we. Pitch a we, pitch a we, pitch a we, pitch a we, pitch a we. This year them a go sick a we. Sick a we, sick a we, sick a we, sick a we, sick a we. When time you talk about girl. Try pitch a we. But mine is getting active from them face, me see showing them wicked talk scaring out the words, me hear them
saying. Mama, me a go make ya proud, don't worry yourself. Daddy a go proud, don't worry yourself. Sufferation soon done to be dead. I speak, don't worry yourself. Just clear every trap for them set up. Why you tell me dead or you lock up? What papi say, come back up.
Every day more drunk snack up.
Them want me feel sad, but me a go smile again. Yeah, me a go smile again. Them want me feel dead, but me a go smile again. I will smile again.
Man a bad man, but me a no mad man. Anything she go on, who no know Tristan. Me nah go a mad to no man. Me rather go a jail to no man. But I dig out them program be company. Oh man, I'm the only company. And I me one, me girlfriend great fan. Me go a dance here when me put rum on. Dance out, can I ask you the one question? And who ready for kill demon? Got it every day, not stop from free man. And then
the mouth, the bag a lippin, bag a mouth chat so much is that they need another mouth.
What?
Mouth cut grass face, so what? Different your baba mouth, you can go and chat. And if I don't love the chasing, what is it to what the bad a mouth? Me no afraid of the mother mouth.
What?
So we say let's have a yabba mouth. I'm gonna shiba your mouth, don't sing another note. Hey watch out, cause them a yip and them a yip. They say this and I say that. I ain't trying to say what they say, they don't say that. But we no really need to win, you never chat. Bible tell me not be trust friends, because those who be trust and love, and them fuck me up.
That one you be the girl, them out, they were just an only wicked wine. I still am a bun up, them whining to no one, I'm a shook be mine. Bend down and reverse, it's just and worthy to be mankind. Open and the club, y'all are whining up a boat,
Only don't pay me 1 million. 1 bush ounce, me 1 bush milligrams. Let go the wine now, let go Babylon. Can't do one bigger food than red ego and dance. 1 million, me pray for me simple tan. 1 bush, why me love you in vacation. Act like them tough on a fintech program. Who with me make me hear you say, oh, man, man. 1 million is while I'm here, you get a jam. 1 million freak while at war I stand. Me too spoken, elevate ganja man. Messing up this thing from how long.
But my feet is starline, you feel proud of the star, yo, make the star shine. Pull out no wrong, get in at the star mine. Anyway, just see the teach, I'm the love of star nine. You never pass me a youth prize, but a action and great while them a youth nice. Play with the cards, other to the two eyes.
Let me have to get a touch, we get rich, Mr. Brock. Get that? Batman, don't give up.
If
me have to get a touch, we get rich, Mr. Brock. Get that? You boy, don't give up. Now rush from my pants and my shorts. Get that? Youngsters, don't give up. Cause we no give up, we no give up, we no give up. Get that?
Elephant, badder than no. Mountain Dew, Spanish Town, madder than no. Brook Valley, Sherlock, said them, but no. Chatty mouth, boy, we gaffed and no. Sir, no friend, we no keep with a boy, where you switch. Got full bad mind in farmer, where you flitch. Friend, we no keep, friend, we no keep, friend, we no keep, friend, we no keep.
But when a police capping up the street, crime on the rise, violence not cease. Just get a U-turn, reason, deceit. Ma,
mama would have read another R.I.P. No job, no money, no house, no kids. Black out with hopes, what's there to achieve? Be a promise, it's cute, them don't believe. Mommy want money, you can't see.
We just got a shop and the girl, them know. Me want some hot girl, she wind back it up. My girl bubble cup, me can't get it up. Baby wind up, set some good line up. Me and your body girl, I be shine up. Up on the hill, you happy climb up. Tell some me that boy, set them time up.
Yeah.
I could have spring, could have summer, could have fall. Everything we get up, yeah. Out and wet, I respect time. Find your mind, girl.
Me rise, wake up this morning. No say this a life ain't a sure. And up at them go them bed. Now wake up this morning. Get up and
man around.
That's why you say. Keep all your friends them close, son. Cause you never know when you want to lose them. Cause this a life ain't a sure. To be sure.
We party from weekend back to weekend. With real friends. We party out every day like a holiday. From holiday back to holiday. So we did weekend back to weekend. With
just the woman who was something. Great from the board, they ready for get cutting. Chicken back a season, curry dung like mutton. Which girl me fuck all over, my brain a puzzle. Puzzle up Kim, Camille and her cousin. Hey, bring a spot to your swag, make we mix something. Red Bull or cranberry, yeah, just get a couple. With a box, full of ice.
So them a free life, do nothing at all.
Chill
upon the ends, me and my friends on the wall.
She says our destiny, they get next to me. You say girl I want flex with me, dress with me, nothing less sissy. So me give you the best of me. The girl I want like a drifty. One more shot and she get tipsy. She up the itty.
Why not a something now? Fuck back and walk this down.
Back it up for me quick, your body want me grip. Girl, I know make me love you, touch you with me fingertip. Inna the club, your bubble for your head, you make a freak. Me love it when you tick tock, when you bubble it. Nobody look that sexy for your toe, then for your tip. Speed up your body, make you kiss me with your lip. And tell your body, I don't put your butt up, your little dick. Who wants me take your pick like me and Nick? Wind up your body and turn, yeah. Wind up your body, that's firm. Tell your body, clean your body, don't pull a jerk. Yeah, I love my Caribbean girl.
Let's go to the beef, make we have a on the sun, y'all. Take off the rock, me want to see you now, you're done. But of course, make me use my dad, slap one. Now pretty belly skin, they ready to do the fun. You are generating brown in well of summertime. Umbrella bleacher. Cause I saw the summertime. So the girl, them said they're ready for the summer marathon. So me up and sing another summer song. So me ask you, if you're ready for the summer, let's go. Shout it out and let me know.
Oh,
shout. Yeah. You're
looking at my
eyes. Oh,
shout. God, I'm a nigga, no. If I wine, and I wine, and I bone, and I miss the girls, I'm over, keep whining. The girls, them be a calling. Like home, me do me sand, them, I saw me have girls from my mind. Ooh, them love it, tell me whining, 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 non-stop. Me no business, who have to see and chop. Love when them whine, and twist, and twist, and twist, and twist, and twist.
Me comfy rock out and black so get cheesy. Sick and I'm insisting me thing well nice. Oh, what's in a mic up, stays in a mic. Oh, but mic's on a place so they give me this.
Cause I have something over here. She doesn't even know who I am. So as you are, ladies, welcome to here. Jaden invited us. Today, you and Jaden aren't even on the same social radar.
Oh, my bad. That's why I'm here for you. Make me stay. I opened somebody else's line. We live in the building. Let's Radio Online, man. Big shout out to Unchained. Shout out to Micheline Bowman. Shout out to Nerd Nation. Shout out to the whole squad. You know, I'm just really, really happy, and I'm hot. I feel like I'm having hot flashes. Is this old age? What's going on? I'm hot.
Who
wore that? I don't know, man. They depriving me. I feel like I'm a slave. Martha, give me free. Martha. 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 Real talk. But first off, it's an honor and pleasure to have Nerd Nation live in the building once again. This is my girl, Lucy, in the building. And we got her friend, Jen. Jen's live in the building supporting the whole Nerd Nation movement. First off, Nerd Nation is not just a business. It's not just a team. It's not just people in one movement. It is a movement that can move nations, move mountains.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And one thing is that collectively, the whole entire squad came together, the whole entire community, the whole DMV area came together all to one to be at Exposed going down tomorrow. It's going down, and it's going to be a hot event, okay, located at, I don't even know how to say this thing right.
That's the Blind Wino.
Blind Wino. Okay. Blind Wino at 700 Delaware Avenue, Southwest Washington, D.C. You can log on to www.exposed.us for your tickets. August 16th, it goes down.
It goes down.
And your girl, the one and only Lushy Lush, will be hosting.
Yeah, I love you,
right? Okay. We have a full range of artists, performers, different people, and vendors that are going to be live in the building at this event. So you better prepare yourself and strap in your seatbelt because you're going to get ready for a ride at Exposed. You can take me. Take me to the store. I want a bagel with cream cheese on it.
Me too.
We'll talk. But, Lucy, you got any shout-outs before we get deep into this interview, boo-boo?
Yeah, definitely I want to shout-out Nerd Nation and Jay for not being here right now. They out doing a flash mob, so if you see them down DuPont Circle, say what's up, get some pins. Yeah, they doing that. Also, shout out to everybody that participated in this event. Shout out to everybody that helped me out in this event. Just the little things that, you know, some people did, help me out without trying to call, you know, pay this and pay that. You know, the barters, you know, that's all. So definitely shout out to that. Jerry from GDC, Sam, everybody, like, for real. Like, everyone that been banging with me for a minute.
And big shout out to my girl Villainess, actually one of my artists out in New York that actually is coming down to come and do her thing, you know what I'm saying? So I just love how we all connect and do our thing out there. I mean, they got Rita's, one of my favorite ices. And I want Rita. Rita! I want some. Especially, make sure they have mango because they be faking when they be bringing them flavors, man.
Mango.
They better have that mango in there.
All right. I'm going to
make sure they got that mango. Make sure they got that mango in the building. Boom, bop, bop. But, yeah. We're in the building. Lush Radio Online. Okay, don't forget, right now, you better follow Nerd Nation.
Yes.
The number one Nerd and Nation.
Definitely.
Follow them right now. If you don't, I'll smack you in your face. In your face. In your face. But, yeah. Lucy, tell them a bit, a quick synopsis of Nerd Nation, what you guys do, and what are they going to expect from this event?
So Nerd Nation is a graphic design business. We do everything from logos to flyers to any type of marketing material that you need, websites, anything to make your business expand more. And we also work closely with other artists. So if anything that you need that we can't offer, we could just call up our people and we got you, you know. So that's what we bring into Exposed. It's where art meets opportunity. You know, it's not just the art event where you show your stuff. You never know who might be there. You got Fox Live going to be there. You know, you got a lot of people that's going to be there that can hook you up and hopefully give you some deals, any type of thing. You know, it can change your life. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make art seem like it's a hobby, but something more serious, something more a business. You know, art
and don't be afraid to be you.
And don't
you know?
Be afraid to be you. Yeah, be original. That's
exactly
that's Nerd Nation's slogan. So definitely be you, come to the show, be expressive, fashionable, and just be yourself.
Definitely Nerd Nation. I just, you know, and they you seen my buttons last time that they did for me.
I know,
they
I got her
up.
Some new buttons too,
yeah,
but we still have them.
Because we're going to take them to L.A. when we go out there to L.A., we're going to take them to Nerd Nation with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I should tattoo Nerd Nation on my face.
Ooh.
That's that real hard body stuff right there, son. Sons are like, what are you talking about? I will slap you myself.
Don't do that.
Yo, so tell us, what's your part and your role in you supporting Nerd Nation? Tell us about how you feel about Nerd Nation.
I feel like it's a great movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's bringing out more artists, letting them express themselves, and let them know that it's more than just art.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing out, like, people can know that art will take you further places, because without art, you have nothing. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So it's like being yourself, because nowadays people want to be other people, want to
exactly.
do this, want to do that, instead of just being who they meant to be.
Exactly.
So, and also giving out other opportunities. Like, this event is going to give many people opportunities to see people and even get business that way.
Exactly, exactly.
So
you never know who's going to book you, never know what connection, because you're always one person away from your blessing. So you never know who you're going to connect with. And one thing, this is an event that nobody has, I've never seen this type of event done before. They literally have a flash mob going on right now at this instant promoting this event. Who does a flash mob, okay? That they're out there promoting the event right now. Also, on top of that, you got all range of art. You got tattoo artists, makeup artists. You have photographers. You have painters. You have poets. You have recording artists. You have media there. It's every form of art you can think of. Shoot, if you know how to build a freaking building out of cups, you have art. So every aspect of art is actually going to be there. So you guys need to get prepared, strap in your seatbelt, and enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's going to be all the way live. I'm going to be hosting. So, you know, it's going to be all the way turned up.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Eddie Kane. He's actually one of the sponsors of Runway Avenue. He's going to be performing live, building this. Kevin B. Actually, Kevin B. I actually like his music.
Yeah,
It's going to be a lot of nice artists. And big shout out to Jared. Jared is a professional.
Yes.
This guy is on point.
Definitely.
Everyone needs a Jared. He is on point from paperwork to everything like that. And he's very, very professional. So shout out to Jared. If he's listening, shout out to him. You know, Jared, I want my cookies too. Give me cookies. You know what I mean? So shout out to Jared. Shout out to the whole team and everything. Are you excited about tonight?
I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited. It's our first event. I think it's going to be amazing.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be different.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be exciting. And this has been a lot of work, but hard work pays off, and I think that's tomorrow. It's a payoff tomorrow.
At the end of the day.
Yep.
And I forgot to compliment you on your hair. I love it.
Thank you.
And you have red in it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I love
tomorrow.
It. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be bloody awesome. Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm turned up. Whoop, whoop. You already know what it is.
Oh, yeah. You wanted that loose juice. You wanted
I'm gonna,
that loose
I'm
juice.
I'm going to get some loose juice. I'm going to get loose. Hold on. I got a yeet on them real quick.
Hey.
We're in the building. Let's Radio Online. We get cranked. We get turned off. And what's my DJ we're partnering up with tomorrow?
You got DJ Anakin upstairs.
Okay.
And that's who you're going to be partnering up with.
Okay.
You're going to be helping our performers get through their set.
Okay.
You also got Tayo, the DJ downstairs.
Okay.
And they both hot. Like, they know what they're doing. They upcoming DJs. You know, all this people you may not heard or may have heard, but it's all about exposure. All about being exposed, and that's where the word came from. So
definitely.
It's going to be real hot. You're going to really like it.
Definitely, and we're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment. It's definitely hot. If you're looking for a sound,
mm-hmm.
post-sound, definitely come down here. Also, rehearsal, check it out. You already know what it is. Let's Radio Online. You all the way live. I just want to say that I love y'all.
Love you, too.
You know y'all family.
Man, Lushton did so much, man. Lush is the shit, for real, man. You know, she done got us some hooked up with Mission and Bowman, you know, on Fox 5 tomorrow morning. Look at it. We was on tonight at 5 o'clock. We're going to be on there tomorrow morning. So, and that's all Lush. It's all about knowing people and treating people with respect and kindness, because you never know what that person could do for you, you know. And she did it out of her heart. You know, she just called me like, wake up. Mission's about to call you like right now.
The real
you got to be up. I woke up like, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm ready to talk.
Definitely. And you know what? And it's nothing but a blessing, because you never know people. And see, my thing is, if I feel the connection, I feel like you're a good person, I'll do anything for you.
Yeah,
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? But if you run me the wrong way, I chop your head off.
You know?
What I'm saying? But you know, but I love people, and I, you know, love is love, and I love you. Y'all like my sisters and brothers.
Definitely.
Shout out to Jay, my anime buddy. You already know what it is. We live in the building now. If people want to check you out and get in contact with you guys, how they go about doing that?
Most definitely, you can one Nerd Nation for everything. The number one nerdnation.com.
at Instagram and Twitter, at Facebook, all that. Just One Nerd Nation. And for the event to get your tickets, like she said, it's Expose, but XPOSE.us. Expose us. Expose us.
Also on top of that, I think some people can put in codes, because I know there's a code for Jay.
Yep.
There's another code for somebody else, too. You can put a different code.
You got Jay, you have Lucy, L-O-O-C-I-E, you also got Anthony, and you have performers out here giving out codes, you know, trying to help people, you know, sell these.
I was kind of mad because I ain't getting no code. They don't love less for real, for real.
Talk to Garrett.
Hey, we're going to throw him under the bus.
Talk to Garrett. Talk to Garrett.
Like, I'm playing with
you.
You did
more than, you know. You don't got to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that.
You know, I love them to death, man. These are my little brothers and sisters, man, and I just want y'all to keep supporting them. This is something that they're going to do annually. You need to support it.
Yep.
You got to come out tomorrow, spread the love. I want that place to be packed, because we already expecting over like 2,000, 3,000 people. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be retarded. You ain't even going to be able to even breathe in that truck. It's going to be packed.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Come early. Come early, definitely. and so that's what it is. And what time does it start for the people?
Starts at 7. The show starts at 8, though. So doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. And it's over at 12 o'clock.
And the address,
Is at the Blind Wino, 700 Delaware Avenue, Southwest. If you don't drive, you can get on Waterfront, Metro, or Navy Yard, and you can just walk there. It's like a good little 7-minute walk. You'll be set.
It's a colorful building, right?
Yeah, a real colorful building.
Okay.
It's a real colorful building. You can't miss it. It's 18 and up, 21 a drink. Like she said, we're going to have food there. We're going to have an open bar, cash bar there. We're going to have everything there.
Uh-huh.
And barbers, so bring some money to get your hair cut. We're going to have some makeup.
So if you want to be fresh, you can get your face beat and get a tight cut. You want to get tight and beat at the same freaking time.
And get tatted. Look.
And tatted at the same time. At the same freaking time. Get exposed, baby.
At the same time, man. Let me just shout out some names here that we, just in case you know them. We got Will the Artist. He's our artist. Darius Frank. Mike Smokehouse. Paper Monkey. Andre Lamar. Snow Cream Shavery. Kevin B. Flowman. Orville. Jimmy X. Villainous. Toys Dance Group. Joshua Hawkins. Runway Avenue. Stamp D. Makeup by Tasha. Our Brand. We Brand. Alex the Barber, Original Crankage, Mark J Photography, and definitely our supporters and sponsors. We got the Art Hype, we got ASAM, we got Ultravox, we got Royal C Expressions, XI Magazine, Hot Hipsters, Soapbox. We got everybody. Oh, and Lush, of course.
You already know what it is, man.
We got you down there, girl. Definitely come out.
Definitely. You already know what it is. So we definitely have nothing but love, and we're going to go ahead and get into the wrap-up later on with my girl Yolanda and my girl Rhonda. We're going to get into the wrap-up and talk about some deep issues in a few minutes. But we're going to go ahead and go to some more music, you know what I mean? We're going to go to Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Huh?
Can't deny. Her butt is so big.
Oh my God!
It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but you know who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute. Okay, I mean her butt—it's just so big. I can't believe it's so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans he's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump up smooth skin. You say you wanna get my bin? Well, use me. You ain't that average groupie. I've seen her dancing. To hell with romance and can't sweat. Wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines. And flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him less. She gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
If your girlfriend got your butt,
hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet dance with the open boot. Now I got the
Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, but silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lots in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not any bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna feel the break of dawn. Baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, do you wanna roll my Mercedes? Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3". So your girlfriend rolls a hunt.
Do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I wanna do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I wanna do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I wanna do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I wanna do is on my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Check, baby, one, two, three, four. Check, baby, one, two, three. Check, baby.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. Can you guys hear?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Loud and clear.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. We're back on live, and you know, so we had some wonderful guests. We had Untamed in the building.
Unbelievable.
Guys, give me your feedback on Untamed.
Phenomenal.
Those
ladies were on point.
That's what
they
it
can
is.
Sing. They got the look. They got, you know, the personality.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love them.
I love them.
I love
all
them.
Of them.
Yeah. Yes, sweetie. So glad you had them on.
And we had the beautiful Miss Elaine Bowman.
Yes. I mean, what can we say?
Queen D.
Yeah, she's just a beautiful person. I love her.
Her
first interview with Lush Radio Online. Yes. She'll never forget you.
She'll never forget
Never.
You.
Right.
I was her first.
The one and only.
The one and only. You already know what it is. And, you know what I'm saying, and then right now you see somebody else joined our crew. We have the beautiful
Londi Love.
Londi Love live in the building.
Yes, good to have you
Londi
here.
And thank you. Londi.
Yes, she's blonde.
Yes,
from time to time.
Blondie. Cheerio, baby. Live in the building.
Welcome.
I have Rhonda. Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Live in the building. You already know what it is. So, we're here. These are my co-hosts. We're going to do our quick wrap-up. Now, I want to touch on a couple of subjects. Quick one. Okay, your man Kevin Durant, he actually, the Raptors got a fine, $25,000, because Drake actually pitched him a deal during the OVO.
Did you see that? He cannot do that. He kind of shouted him out to come to the team.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not,
you're not supposed
Drake's
to do that.
Place.
Right.
No.
He's an artist, first of
you
all.
Know. Yeah, right. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, even though he's part of the team organization,
mm-hmm.
that's even more of a reason why.
Exactly. That's
a violation. It's a violation.
And then,
there
you know what I'm saying, they got fined over there. Like, come on.
Yes.
Pump your brakes, my dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next thing, Remy Ma is out here. She's out here working. She's about to put out the No Love. She's working with
She just got out?
She just got out.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Yeah, she put out the No Love. I didn't really like that. That wasn't
okay.
hard enough.
Right.
I think she should have taken
her.
But I think DJ Khaled, I think there's rumors that DJ Khaled and Alex wants to sign her.
Mm.
And she was on 106 and Park talking about she regrets what she did and things
okay,
like that.
But while
she was
good,
away,
though.
what was she doing?
Oh, her craft?
Real talk, like you had like
you know,
marble notebooks.
This is what I'm saying.
And came out with that.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she,
so
she,
did she lose that?
I don't
that
know.
Fire? Or was she? What's up?
I don't
is
know.
Soft
to you? What do you? I mean,
what was your viewpoint?
I haven't heard it.
It sounded like somebody was saying A B C D E.
That's
I was
not.
Like, what is that?
My bias.
Are you kidding me?
No. Mm-hmm. It is, and then you're not supposed to come out like you attacking somebody like. We expected this
right.
to have some serious
right.
lyrics. Like,
yeah, by now you had time to sit down, reflect on life.
You
yes.
had ample time, and you had people that could have sat there and listened to you.
Back
right.
feedback.
Right.
There you go.
So, all right, so we had that with Remy Ma. She's working with them. They about to come out with that video. Also, DJ Khaled released his new video with August Alsina, Chris Brown, and Future and all of them. I don't know. DJ Khaled be acting kind of retarded. He kept telling the girl in the beginning of the video, he's like, yo, you smart. You can't go out here, hustle, and do. I don't even think this girl understood English. She said, DJ Khaled. I'm like, yo, does she speak English? She ain't speak nothing else. But DJ Khaled. So,
I never spoke English.
She was,
no, I'm black. English?
But you smart. But
smart. And kind and intelligent.
Subliminal message.
He could have been calling her dumb.
That's a good point.
He's been sarcastic.
He could have been saying that he likes it that way.
Oh, well,
he likes music.
There are some men that do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do.
DJ Khaled.
I love it.
Okay. You can check out the video on www.lessradioonline.com. Also, another thing that was out there, Riri has actually been featured in a magazine. She's doing a lot of high fashion lately. She was featured with Iman and Naomi Campbell, and she killed it.
What?
She killed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Iman
is
doing
my,
a lot of
hair. That's
high
my
fashion.
Girl.
Well, did
yeah.
y'all see where Kanye West and what's her name?
Not his wife.
The daughter, the little baby. She's doing
oh,
modeling now, too.
And you know what
the
thing about the same outfit that Riri had is the same one that once, because she's kind of taller
you know
than
what?
All of them.
You're
mm-hmm.
right.
She did
she's
that
thinner
same.
And taller, but
yeah.
you're right. She did have that
she's
same.
That, that same
you're
outfit.
Right.
Yeah.
And they both
Kendall.
It,
and her name
Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
what's up with Tiger getting Kendall to drink alcohol and she's underage?
What's up with Tiger
wow.
period?
And talking to, thinking about Tiger. What's up with Kendall? They got her
that,
out here.
She, yeah.
doing some wild stuff.
How old
is
Kendall?
Does anybody know?
19? What is she?
Yes, and then on top of that, okay.
Take it down.
I don't know if that was the situation because on top of that, you got, even though nobody really cares because we didn't expect
what?
This to last,
what?
Tyga and Chyna broke up.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't
wow.
expect that to
How
last.
That
doesn't surprise me. I mean, she's safe for the rest
hey,
of her life.
What,
she had a baby. Like,
right.
That was set up. Come on, man.
She got what she wanted.
Yeah,
she not beat.
No, she not.
At all.
She living the dream. She went in there. She was stripping. She said, hey, I'm going to come up. I'm going to get me a baby daddy, like most of them do.
Hey,
and he
know it.
Hey, he's
a
tiger.
Right.
This dude actually has a real tiger that lives in his
house.
No, not anymore. I don't think.
Remember,
he had to surrender. He surrendered it or something.
It was illegal.
Yeah, it was illegal, and they he got a fine, and he can't have that.
He didn't bite his arm off yet.
Right.
Wow. Like a lion.
But
he's gonna have one of these women bite his arm.
Right. Okay.
Third arm. Anyway.
Also, Lauren Bacall, she's an actress. She died
beautiful.
She died at 89. She actually acted with Humphrey Bogart. And she definitely...
Didn't they marry at one time or something?
Have y'all seen Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
Girl, she's sick and she on the cover of a magazine.
Wasn't she supposed to be passing on years ago? But she's...
I don't know. I know they said she's blind. She can't see.
Wow. Yeah, she had cancer in the brain, I think.
Wow. So okay, so we had that, and then unfortunately, big shout out to
Robin.
Nothing but
Robin
last Robin Williams took his life.
So Jumanji. I'm sorry.
Mine?
I know he did a lot. Dead Poets Society.
I like Hook.
I love Hook, but my favorite show that I grew up watching.
Oh, don't tell me.
Mork and Mindy.
Nanu. You are. I like Mork and Mindy too, though. That
Mork from the Planet or
oh my God, like.
That's where we knew him from.
Yeah. Right.
That was originally.
That was it.
If you know Robin Williams, you know Morgan.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Definitely. Yep. I'm gonna miss him.
And
you know?
Another thing for all you guys going through crises and everything and suicide.
Yes.
Suicide is not the way. And whatever
please
depression,
help.
Pray on it. Get with a group of people. Talk about
to somebody.
It.
Or
see somebody has signs with
please
depression.
Talk to them.
But you know they said he didn't have no signs of depression.
But
like,
no,
they
he
got
had
the pictures.
Years
of
yeah,
that. But like in the last couple of days,
okay.
They had like the last I seen on TMZ this morning where they were like they showed pictures of him at an art gallery and he was like out talking to people. He was happy. He was with his wife and everything. He talked to the artists.
He
inspired
was,
him to, like, do movies.
He concealed his
will.
He was
right.
The type of person who, like, needed people around him
yes.
to be outgoing.
Yes.
But by himself,
he
wasn't
couldn't.
Good.
Because
right.
I've seen him
he wasn't
he had a
good.
Quote that said, basically, it's not, the scary thing is not to be, to die alone. The scary thing is to be around
people
that make
you
feel like you're alone. And that's true.
Yeah,
it's true for that.
We know
because
that.
You can be around people and it's not genuine. And
no.
you can
and you
feel
can feel
like
that vibe. Are you
yeah.
kidding me?
Yeah,
okay.
But some people, they don't accept it,
yeah,
so to speak.
No.
Yeah, and you know that. And another thing that was in the news, The Rock, his mother actually, her the mother and cousin got into an accident. He just put on his Instagram a couple of days ago, and he said she's kind of banged up and stuff, which she's
wow.
so beautiful,
oh.
but she's alive.
Okay.
And they're recovering from recovery. And he said if you have a loved one, just hold on to them tight
oh,
and
wow.
give them hugs. So
we wish her well.
We wish her well.
Right.
Other than that, so movie reviews. You guys watch some movies. Talk to them about
James
the movies.
Brown.
Yeah. What was
Let
your take on that?
And I'm going to tell you, I really did not believe that I was going to feel him portraying James,
mm-hmm.
okay? But 5 minutes into the movie, he got me.
Wow.
Yeah.
He did an
James
exceptional
Brown.
Job.
He
buddy.
Became James Brown. I was impressed. He's a great actor. He came, what, he did 42?
Mm-hmm.
He did this.
Exactly.
He's fairly new.
Right.
Yes. But this man is
he did a great
awesome.
Job.
I believed him. And he did, like, the movie covered the background, where he came from, how he struggled, how he
I
got
like how they took you to back into the childhood.
It was beautiful.
Wow. Everything.
The movie was done beautifully. They did him well. They went through every day explaining.
They left
everything.
Some things out, though.
They left,
okay.
Well, yeah.
They left a couple of wives out.
Okay.
They left,
which,
I mean,
was
you know.
Cool, because I ain't need all that.
Right.
But yeah.
yeah. They left a couple of kids out.
That.
They left, yeah.
What? They explained the one.
Ain't nobody
with the one.
There you go. Right?
How about,
wait a minute. How about the Christmas scene?
I know.
Oh. James Brown would have slapped me.
Yeah, I know.
Like that.
But that's
you know,
what he did.
Guess what?
He
would have been slapping the wrong one.
I'm Rick James.
Yeah, he was Rick James.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
I'm
going
to
tell you, they did. They portrayed him
to the
as what? Yes.
He got mad because she had big boobs.
And she was showing them.
And she wasn't even showing them. I mean, it's,
she was
you, like, I mean, come on, man. All three of us,
if you have them, we got a
boobies.
I know I'm
a
can't hide.
I got some D's. So,
I can't hide
them.
You can't hide them.
You know, so he got in his little feelings because the guys
were
talking and stalking, looking at him. I mean, they there. What you going to do?
So what's how many stars do you going to give Jay?
I give it four.
I do.
I'm going to go see it again. I would give it a
and
four,
I
too,
think,
because
it
could have had some other things that could have been, covered.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you this, support it. Support the movie.
Definitely.
And
you know,
we always want to support our own.
And I girl,
Jill
Scott
was
in there,
too.
Oh,
she
did
good.
Her thing.
Yes.
She did her thing. And then not only that, Black Thought was in there.
Wow.
Black Thought was in there.
You're going to love it. I love it.
And,
check it out.
Yeah, he did a good job, too.
Definitely. And moving on to another movie,
mm-hmm.
which I was solely disappointed.
What was it?
Okay.
Oh.
I'm a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan, okay?
Oh, me too.
Okay. I was highly disappointed
it
in the movie.
Good. I've got to be kidding
me.
I give
this movie, for people who know the background of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and really
grew up
on it, are going to be disappointed. For the kids that don't really know too much, it's okay, but I was highly disappointed, and I will only give it one star. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was like,
no,
I was
don't
like,
laugh.
They
okay.
didn't follow the real character.
When I was little, I used to draw two Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on T-shirts.
But they were our heroes.
He's revealing some secrets.
Okay.
Now.
They were
uh-huh.
our heroes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. But
yep.
they didn't follow the character line.
No. Who was your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
I
like Michelangelo.
Yeah, that's, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
But you know what? I kind of like Leo because he was kind of
Leonardo.
Smart.
Yeah.
Leonardo was smart.
Mm-hmm. He was
you
smart.
Like the intelligent type.
Donatello. Shout out to my girl over here. She don't play no games.
Yeah.
Get on the mic and say, what's up, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
This is Lexi Lex.
Lexi Love.
Shout out to people, Lexi Love.
What's up, y'all? You know, I like to shout out to Lush. That's my girl. Right there.
Yeah.
Yep. Watch it.
All right. Lexi Love.
I like that shout out.
Yeah, Lexi Love in the building.
And then we have
another thing. Okay, now apparently we heard from sources. Food stamps are going to be discontinued effective March 2015.
Excuse me, how?
Your thoughts.
Really?
How?
Your thoughts. You mean the card,
the EBC,
everything done.
Okay, so what people are going to do what who need food?
They think it's riots now.
Oh. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now who?
They have lost their minds. I mean, people can't survive now. Groceries are going up. I mean,
yes,
but the tax ain't going up, though.
They're not.
Exactly. They ain't giving out no raises.
Because you know what? There are people that truly do need food.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to call them stamps.
Like,
you know, the food court.
And where you at? Because I need to buy some. What's up?
Exactly. You know, there are people who need snacks.
Yeah.
There are people who truly need it.
Uh-huh.
So what is the reasoning to discontinue it, and how are they going to supplement that loss?
Yep.
Like
tonight, like before I came here,
right.
I met this girl and she was sitting outside the store. She was like, you know, ma'am, could you help me? I'm trying to buy some food for my family.
See,
she was living in the hotel next door, right? So I looked at her. I was like, yo, don't be lying to me.
Because I need this money.
That's
man.
Right. I got to buy some school supplies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got to buy school uniforms, everything. And if you lying to me... You know, you're going to feel this because...
This is what I would do. I would take her to buy the food.
I did.
There you go.
I gave her, I gave her $5.
There you
uh-huh.
go.
And then I went into the store with her to see if she had enough money to buy the food.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't. And she made an effort.
Okay.
She had a little Visa.
Okay.
And she made effort to put the rest of the money on her car, and she didn't have it, so she meant it. So I gave her the rest of the money and bought her everything else she needed.
That's a beautiful thing.
And also moving on to that, Sisterhood of Hip Hop came out on Oxygen, featuring different, we had Diamond on there from Atlanta, Brianna, Naima, and also shout out to my girl Babs. She was actually featured on there, and Vae from The Queen of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
They were live featured on there, and Angelina Yee from The Breakfast Club were on there. So this is a big, huge
support
movement for females in hip-hop in general. And not even just that, just touching on the base that you have women that are in the lifestyle that are also rappers, you know, that are
right.
branching out. So this is definitely a big movement. And they said that it actually was it aired as number two.
Wow.
Number second
wow.
highest rating freshman show coming out on Oxygen. So that's,
I wait.
Like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
That's
definitely.
Good news. And big shout out to Tiana Smalls for having us up there in New York.
Oh yes.
Inviting
hey,
us
Tiana.
Yeah. Inviting us to Brooklyn Bread
how
a
was
fundraiser.
That?
It was outstanding. She looked fierce.
She
wonderful.
Did. I saw the pictures.
We got the footage and everything.
Yes.
And big shout out to Lil Cease. He was so humble. He was really short.
Was
though.
He though?
Yeah.
He is.
But he was,
but
so,
he was
sweet.
So humble.
He was so humble and sweet. He
beautiful.
Shouted. He shouted
beautiful.
Out our picture that we took him was actually on his Tumblr. He showed us mad love. Shout out to Dylan, Dylan, Dylan. I spit hot.
Wow.
He showed us mad love. You know what I'm saying? Olivia was flawless. She looked
yes.
beautiful. She also landed a new show that's coming out on HBO. I think it's called Family Ties.
All right, we got to check it out.
Also, Tanisha, an OG from Bad Girls Club, was there also. She looked flawless. She has
all
a new
right.
show coming on. On Oxygen called, on Lifetime.
Lifetime.
It's called Girlfriend's Intervention. I guess girlfriends come and do makeovers
mm-hmm.
on their homegirls or whatever.
Oh, I like that.
So she's up there, and Angelina Yee, we had a pleasure to meet her. She's on one of the highest top rating shows called The Breakfast Club. That's also featured on Revolt. She's also a model, and she used to have a show before, back in the day on XM. But she's doing a lot of things. She's very humble. And everything, so it was wonderful.
All those people were there.
Everybody.
So what have y'all heard about Power? I heard that 50 is supposed to be like.
Well,
it's canceled.
I heard it's
canceled. It's canceled, but they plan on doing it, but they had to cancel it just because.
Uh-huh.
But they really not really wanting to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the deal? Because I understand
I heard
50 was being kind of, being kind of headstrong.
Right, like he didn't want to,
right.
From what I read, and I don't know now.
He didn't want them to
continue without him.
Exactly.
But they could have kept the show going. He could have been in the hospital.
Yeah.
He could have been sick.
A little
anything.
Ego
yeah,
thing
that's,
going on. That's what
they had a lot of people actually tuned into this show. But the last thing, we got to wrap it up and stuff. We're going to wrap it up. And we love you all, our listeners,
yes.
and everybody that
definitely,
came. And supported us, and everybody that's watching through Ustream, I download the app, TuneIn app. You can listen to us there, and log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Quick spill before we get into this whole Mike Brown situation. Tell everybody how they can check you out and everything.
I'm on gogoradio.com, and we're on Tuesdays from 6 to 10 p.m. on the Heartbeat Conga Hour.
All right. Now you can check out Fresh Talk with Rhonda Supreme, me, and Sean, the Prolific Achiever, and DJ Cam on Fresh Talk Radio, and we're on freeagentradio.com. We're on Thursdays from 1 to 3, every Thursday.
Definitely. And another thing is there's a big crazy issue right now. Mike Brown, so many things have been told to us, and definitely shout out to the young lady. Shout out to Howard University for definitely showing love. Everybody protested
mm-hmm.
because there was a young lady that attended Howard University that was in Louisiana that was protesting, and she actually got shot in the head.
Yeah, that's crazy. How that happened,
you know, I don't know.
I
but
can't even explain
she,
that.
She survived?
She's alive.
Stable.
But she's in critical.
She's in critical condition. And everything has been going crazy. I mean, cops are getting killed.
It's getting out in 2015. I don't believe
right now it's even a point of black against white. I believe it's human life at stake right now.
It is.
Did you see where they shut the airports down? They shut everything. It's like a war zone.
They don't want any. This is like a no-fly zone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So right now at the point. Okay. So Anonymous. Apparently, they some hackers. They've released the police officer's information all over the place, his address, everything. You know, it's crazy.
Okay, so now what?
Right. And then I also saw another video where they said they were basically the dispatcher never actually even reported the actual shooting.
Right.
I saw a video of them actually trying to dump the body into an SUV. I didn't see any ambulances.
Dump the body
in an SUV. Then on top of that, here's another story. They said on top of that, they also said now they're saying that the boy was a suspect
in a robbery.
But
prior to.
But nobody.
But this officer was not even aware of that at the point.
No, he was not.
Then they're stating again that this officer got beat in the face. What hospital did he go to?
Right.
And
where's the
by
report?
Whom,
where's the report?
By whom and who witnessed this beating in the face?
Right.
Okay. And I, when I see the reports of the people that recorded stuff on their phones, they actually stated one person was saying, oh, my God, this person is shooting this boy in the face and the chest. And
exactly.
And just analyzing it, because me being prior military, you could tell it was a headshot from where the blood was leaking.
You already knew,
the,
right.
You know,
you already knew.
Laying down face forward. And this is a universal sign from anywhere overseas of surrender.
When your hands are
up, that means
I surrender.
Don't shoot. And no protocol, even going into military and being a police officer, is shoot to kill, unless it's a serious hostile situation. You understand? You're supposed to immobilize the person.
Yeah, not no one-on-one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, we don't really know exactly what happened, but at this point, I think there should be a resolution. I think that there has to be some way that we as people, as citizens, as a nation, can come together to just say, stop it.
And stop the destruction
of your own neighborhood.
Your own neighborhood.
Wait, I understand
you're angry. But you're destroying your own neighborhood.
Where are you going to go grocery shopping? Where are you going to go get gas?
This is what I'm saying.
You're going to have to drive miles and miles away to get everything.
Exactly. You're already having problems.
And then, not only that, how long is it going to take to build the neighborhood back up?
Exactly.
Where are they going to get the money?
Exactly.
On that point, you know, it saddens me, and all I can say is that, you know, life may throw you a curveball, but understand that you are in charge of which way direction it goes to. And I love everybody, and we just need to start spreading love and love one another.
Yeah.
Hold close and hold tight to the people that you love, and start getting real with yourself and stepping outside on faith. Don't let anybody hold you back on your dreams.
It's precious.
And show love randomly. Exactly.
You know?
And, you know, I just want to shout out to all our guests, all of our listeners, Lush Radio Online, man. We educate and entertain at the same time. And I love you, Natalia, for calling in and showing that love.
Mm.
And shout out to Lexi Love and, you know, the whole squad, everybody. Lonnie Love, my girl Rhonda Supreme, Micheline Bowman, Sandra, you know what I mean, Nerd Nation.
Nah, we had some good people here tonight.
You know, and Bear for working hard back there. And also my girl Courtney, super security in the building.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is. And I just love everybody. Mwah, 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 mwah. Ciao.
Good night.
Lush Radio Online. We out of here, man. Peace. You know what I mean? We definitely love everybody. She called my government out, though.
My government name.
My government, man. Oh, man.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Lush. Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush now. Block talk radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in the glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Bostrom. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI.